And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. South Korea says North Korea has launched a ballistic missile toward its eastern waters. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says the launch happened early Friday, but gave no further details. It's the latest in a spate of missile launches by North Korea in recent days. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says North Korea also flew warplanes near the rival's border late Thursday, prompting South Korea to scramble fighter jets. There have been no reports of clashes between the two Koreas. The January 6th Congressional Committee has subpoenaed former President Donald Trump for testimony on the U.S. Capitol. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Vice Chair Liz Cheney's committee has voted unanimously to subpoena Donald Trump.
We are obligated to seek answers directly from the man who set this all in motion.
Trump is almost certain to refuse. Shortly after the panel's hearing ended, he asked on social media why the committee did not ask him to testify months ago. Instead, the vote came at the end of a hearing that sought to delve into his post-election mindset.
Donald Trump knew he lost,
but wanted to overturn his loss.
President Trump had a premeditated plan, purposeful lies.
It was intentional.
His intent was plain: ignore the rule of law and stay in power.
In a staggering betrayal of his oath,
none of this is normal or acceptable or lawful in our republic.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Supreme Court has rejected former President Trump's plea to step into the legal fight over a seizure of classified documents during the FBI search of his Florida home. The High Court refused to consider former president's emergency appeal without commenting. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Police have arrested a suspect in a deadly shooting in the capital of the U.S. state of North Carolina. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
Police in North Carolina say that the suspect who killed five people in a shooting in Raleigh was a juvenile male. Raleigh's mayor said gunfire broke out around 5 p.m. along the Neuse River Greenway in a residential area northeast of downtown. Officers swarmed the area, closing roads and warning residents to stay inside while they searched for the shooter. Hours later, the suspect was arrested. Authorities say he opened fire along a walking trail near the residential area. An off-duty police officer was among those slain. Two other people, including another police officer, were taken to hospitals. That officer was later released. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A bus bombing in a suburb of Damascus killed 18 Syrian soldiers. Syrian state media, citing a military source, reported that the blast on Thursday also wounded at least 27 others. Similar attacks in past years have killed and wounded dozens of soldiers in government-held parts of the war-torn country. Iraqi lawmakers elected a new president and a key step toward ending a year-long political vacuum. Political parliament, that is, voted for Abdul Rashid, a former minister, as president on Thursday. The session was threatened after 9 rockets fell near the parliament building. Iraqi security officials say at least 5 people were wounded in the attack, including 3 civilians. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. Social Security recipients will still worry, even with the biggest cost of living adjustment in some 40 years. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has that story.
The government is raising monthly Social Security benefits by 8.7% starting in January. It comes as the economy struggles with high inflation. 68-year-old Ernestine Smith says the extra money will go into an emergency fund, and maybe she will use some to do more than just window shop.
You know how you walk out and you would love to just have something new, to buy something new, be able to, besides just looking at it.
Willie Clark says he's worried his landlord will get most of the increase with a rent increase.
They're going to get most of that. I don't see none of that. I'm back to where I was.
A number of others say while they appreciate it, they're also concerned it could disqualify them from other programs, like food stamps. I'm Tim McGuire.
Saudi Arabia rejected, as not based on facts, criticism of OPEC's decision last week to cut its oil production target despite U.S. objections, and said on Thursday that Washington's request to delay the cut by a month would have had negative economic consequences. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.